Hello and welcome along to another in a series of My PA podcasts. In this podcast, we speak to Managing Director and Founder of My PA, Julie Farmer, as she explains how for My PA people, it's very simply all about the client. And we'll also be speaking to one of My PA's clients. First up, though, let's talk to Julie and find out how she helps her clients.
One of the things that we do get asked quite a lot, we provide audio typing for people. And when you're doing an audio, you'll find that your client will just go off at a ramble. So we do find we have to edit quite a lot. We've recently had an audio from one of our newer clients. It transcribed to be about 5 pages of narrative. I've now got the report down to 1. They just don't need the rest of the narrative in there. That's what the beauty of using a virtual assistant is. You've got a wealth of experience there, so you bring that in to pick out the salient points.
Julie, you've got a reputation for going the extra mile, don't you?
Yeah, we had a relatively new client when I started the business, and this client had a very nice 0845 number that they'd used for about 2 years. The number was printed on all of their advertising material, their business cards, their website. A rather large organisation, Tesco's, came along and decided that they wanted that particular 0845 number, and without telling anybody, started to publicise that number on all of their marketing material for a new yoghurt drink that they were producing. So for a very stressful 2 or 3 days, I had an awful lot of calls about strawberry and vanilla yogurt drinks when they're actually coming through to my client. So we had to spend an awful lot of time trying to tell Tesco's that they couldn't have this telephone number. And bearing in mind that my PA was a very small company at the time, my client's company was a very small company, we didn't think that we'd actually be able to keep the 0845 number. But we live to say that 2 small businesses took on Tesco's and we won.
You obviously work with a lot of SMEs, but what about startup businesses?
One of the first things we ask any client is, how far are they in their business? Have they got a business strategy? Have they actually got a business plan? And have they started? Have they got any sales? If we get the reply, no, we're just about to start, it sounds quite horrible, but we say, no, we're not going to work with them. We keep their telephone number and we keep in touch with them, but actually they're not at a stage to work with a virtual assistant. The people that we're looking for are businesses that have been running for 2 to 3 years. It's been one person doing the business, or maybe sometimes it's 2 people, but they've got to the point where they're about to expand. So they're at that exciting stage. So they want to expand, they want to spend more time providing the product or service they specialise in, but they don't want to spend time sitting behind a desk. Sitting behind a desk for them is a waste of money. And we generally do the analogy is if they're selling something, we try to work out what their hourly rate is. So if, for example, you're an accountant, your hourly rate can be anything up to £40 to £50. So you then use that equation across. If you're sitting doing your admin, that means that you're spending £40 to do your own secretarial and admin support, whereas we come in a little bit cheaper than £40. Ideal clients for us, it is clients that are expanding. We've got 1-2 people in the business. They're enthusiastic. They're looking to take on a new market and they want help in promoting the business and making sure that they've got strong foundations, because as soon as they've got strong foundations, they can springboard further.
With the way technology is now, I imagine clients don't actually have to be based in the same city or even the same country, do they?
We currently have somebody over in Australia. I do some work in Japan and also in America. But saying that, of course, our clients also travel. I mean, I've got one client that goes out to Canada, goes out to America, a little bit in Europe and the Caribbean. So we do some work for him while he's out there. We use Skype, we use the email, telephone. Any way of communicating, we'll use that, and it is very important. Our clients give us work to do, and as far as they're concerned, it's being done.
Let's now speak to one of Julie's clients to find out why exactly he chose to work with MyPA.
The catalyst was that I realised how much time I was spending doing non-profitable or undervalued work. I wasn't getting on with what I needed to do in the business because I was spending so much time doing the mundane things. And that was especially true in the early days of the business. So getting my head around the bookkeeping, why was I doing this? Getting the support infrastructure together, having someone who consistently took the phone calls, who fielded them for me professionally. all that minor work, it was consuming my time. This is illogical. I had more important things to do than this. So fortunately, I came across my PA, Julie and her team, and it just seemed logical at the start, and they just become a part of the business.
Julie, as a virtual assistant, do you get involved with any confidential areas such as payroll? How deep in your clients' businesses are you trusted?
Being a virtual assistant, everything is very confidential, which can be quite difficult when you're trying to promote your business to talk about what you do. Of course, a lot of clients don't want anybody else to know that they can't cope with their paperwork. So being a virtual assistant is great. Sometimes you can promote, sometimes you can't. It depends who the client is. Yes, we do get involved in a lot of personal private stuff. I'm a signatory on a number of wills and trusts just by the very nature of what I do.
That must mean there needs to be a great deal of trust.
Trust is absolutely everything. When you hire a virtual assistant, it is very much on personality and trust before you do anything else, because you've got to be able to trust your VA or your personal assistant. You've got to be able to trust them with the information that you're giving. You get two varieties of clients. You get one client who's very cagey and they'll give you a little bit of work at a time. Can you just do this? Let's see how we get on. And then you go to the completely other extreme. It's, oh great, I found you. Here's everything. By the way, do you want access to my bank details? This is how you log into it. And then it's us that has to take the step back and say, hold on a moment, let's just make sure that we get on. So you've got to trust your client, your client's got to trust you. 9 times out of 10 is us taking a step back, because we don't know the client. A client knows themselves, they know their business. We're coming into that business, so we need to make sure that there is the trust there.
Julie Farmer there, explaining how at MyPA, it really is all about the client. To find out more about MyPA and how they can help your business, visit www.mypabusiness.com or give Julie a ring on 0845 859 1720. That's 0845 859 1720.
This audio was mixed by Earful Productions.